got a baby. Three men and a baby, literally, in the studio right now.
That should be the name of the episode. Three men and a baby.
Yeah. That sounds like we're doing some kind of weird porn parody, though. Like,
gross.
Yeah.
And you're terrible.
No, that's your baby. I shouldn't have made that
joke. Dude, I was going to show this episode to her in a few years, and now I can't.
Why not? Just clip the beginning.
Great.
Just clip the beginning. You're Jewish now. Your people believe in the clipping. Just clip. Just remove the tip. Like, that's what circumcision is, right? Just chopping the first inch or two off. I'm a doctor. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. I picked it in my mid to late 20s and just kind of stuck with it. I'm stuck now, hardcore, right, Howard?
I don't know. You might get a record deal or something, and then boom. They're going to upgrade you to Papa's Loft. We'll see.
Papa's Penthouse.
Yeah.
That's when I hit the numbers. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. All of our social media info, except the Facebook link, doesn't work. If you ever want to take a whack at that, Howard, I'd be very appreciative.
Interesting.
Yeah, you click on it. It goes to like facebook.com/facebook.com/papasbasement. That's not a working link, but facebook.com/papasbasement. That's all good. In addition to Howard Flood over there and Josie Flood,
She's totally swinging at the microphone right now.
She's just batting at it like a cat. Oh God, that's. I hope they're okay with that.
She can't reach it. She's just like, she has no depth perception. She's just like, where is it? Am I touching it?
Do they not have that at a certain age? I know nothing about kids.
I knew someone whose baby learned to crawl before they had depth perception. So like the mom had to follow this baby around because they had all these like one step off into rooms, and babies will just like fall over a step if they have no depth perception. So you hope to God that they don't learn to crawl before they have it.
God, babies are terrifying. God, I don't know how. I know you've said the upside is the baby will one day pay for everything you need, hopefully.
Well, to your mom's credit, that's how she trained you.
She trained me, but like it hasn't paid off. I mean, I live there and I eat her food and I'll pay the occasional bill for like a clogged toilet. But I did not pan into the lawyer she wanted. So, egg
and
on
your
face.
Paying rent, so there it is.
I do contribute there. There is that.
It was all a waste.
It really was. Like, I mean, if you really thought either son was... Because I think my brother's banking it, but he just doesn't give her anything. He would, I guess, have asked, but I feel she's kind of like trying to tiptoe around that, or it's like, you know, some money would be nice. He's like, yeah, speaking of money, I made this. And then he'll just talk about all the money coming in and not give her any.
That's interesting.
That's what Occupy Wall Street was about, right? 99% just wanting to hear the 1% being like, yeah, man, I summer in Ibiza. It's really great. Would you like to hear anything else about what my money did for me?
Yeah.
Yes, that would. I'm a money cuck.
It's not it's not a boat. It's a yacht.
It's a yacht. Get it right, first of all. I'm going to smack you within an inch of your life now. That's how you know you're classy, when you give someone like a servant beating. And you're like, I almost murdered them via just slaps. Like, just blows to the face.
Yeah. Repeated.
Exactly. It's kind of like Ralphie beating that prostitute, well, the stripper, in front of the Bada Bing.
Yeah.
Like, after she revealed she was pregnant with this kid. That was kind of a classy beatdown for a mob guy in some dirty Jersey trash.
That, oh, man. It's been so long. I actually have always regretted the fact that I didn't go back through The Sopranos and watch the entire thing over again, because it's amazing.
Oh God, that in The Office. Like, yeah. I'll
The Office, I'm lame, so of course I've seen that entire thing like
all human
seven
centipede
times
that entire
through.
Series. Yeah. It's just ass to mouth. By the way, this is AJ Ataye on the other mic. AJ,
what's up, man?
Good to see you, man. My radio buddy. One of my bestest friends from the JFK days.
Yeah. John was working there when I like just started out. We used to like work together a decent amount.
We had our moments. Yeah.
It was special.
Ships passing in the night. just knowing glances.
Yeah, and then we moved like kind of far away, and John had no interest in coming with.
Yeah, yeah.
He planted his flag and said, either you guys stay here or you lose me. And they're like, all right, man, just turn off the lights, bro.
Yeah. Just the bow finger, poof.
Yeah.
No, I felt right. That story. I was just like, look, you got to guarantee me a job. Like, I'm not traveling to Lanham, Maryland over an hour from you without some job guarantee. And Chris, I never get his damn last name right. Kinnard? Chris Kinnard.
right? Chris Kynard.
Kynard. It is, yeah. Kynard. Okay. Yeah, Chris Kynard was like, we'll talk after the move. And I was like, all right, that's my answer.
Oh, man.
That's my
answer. I was always disappointed in you for that, because, and for no other reason other than that I was, you know, being selfish. And we were friends, and I was like, man, like, that sucks to lose John in the move, you know?
I was the only person, I think, that actually left in that move. Yeah. Like, everyone talked a big game, and they're
a
like...
A few people left, like, relatively soon after that we had gotten there. Like, Noodles didn't last there long.
Noodles. These horrible nicknames we had.
Adam didn't last there long, Cross, like, yeah. Right after we got there. Doug wasn't, like, super long... Doug didn't even come over.
No, Doug had left already.
Doug had left.
Doug, yeah. Much like Howard made a baby with his penis, just planted his flag. Doug made a baby with his penis and went to Texas to be with said
abruptly.
Penis baby.
Yeah. He seems very happy, though, so that's good for him.
He does. Good.
Quick turnaround for him.
Doug Tetra. You mean like he just blew a wad and then was like, oh, I'm going
to
be a dad.
Oh, my God, yeah. I need to think about like what I eat for dinner for 6 months before I can actually pull the trigger.
Yeah.
That guy, like... made a baby and had a family.
Yeah.
Like, in like the span of 3 weeks.
No, it's like the manliest thing I've really ever seen anyone do. Like there was no existential angst about it at all. Like if I've had close calls.
I'm going to make a baby now. I'm going to have a family.
Yeah,
that's
he
it.
Legit like, was just like, oh, I knocked a girl up and like I'm getting married and moving to Texas and that's our bag now. And like didn't bat an eye about it. I've like.
I don't know why we're just telling Doug's story now, but I remember when he was getting ready to meet her. They had been, like, talking online, and I think she was getting...
They'd been IM friends for, like, a decade or some crap. Like, Howard, this could have been my story five times over. Like, Howard can tell you story after story of, like, IM girl that I talked with forever, flew out, had unprotected sex with multiple times, flew back, and then, like, by the miracle of, like, I don't know, having a laptop on my nuts and, like, irradiating my testicles for the better part of, you know, my childhood, like... I didn't have this happen to me, but yeah.
Or vetting their comfort level with abortion.
But very much so. Even as an adult. Even as an adult. Like if a girl was like, oh, I'm like really pro-life. I was like, oh, this is blowjob city. That's it. Like blowjob city. And then like you rub their throat afterward. Like you just gave a cat a pill. Just like, that's it. Swallow it all. Oh, stomach acid. Man. Do your thing. Okay. Check their gums. Like they're smuggling contraband into... prison.
Oh,
just be safe.
Oh man.
Don't want anyone getting creative there.
I know you had a great SAT score, but come on, man, that's a bit much for your sperm. That's a bit of work.
Yeah, oh come yeah, on. No, my sperm ain't worth it. Like the instant my shirt comes off and they're just like, oh, that's you got orangutan fur and orangutan titties. Like that's what anyone's reaction should be to this chest.
Nah, man, you should consider donating. I mean, it's just like you get to procreate, all the advantages with none of the like having to help raise it. On paper, I think you look pretty good.
I would walk in with lifts, first of all. I gotta, because I'm like barely 5'9". And like typically, if I go in for a physical, I'm like 5'8 and a half. But one time a doctor's like 5'9". I'm like,
that's all. That's the only one that matters.
Exactly. The rest are test runs. I was feeling slouchy those days.
And your license says like 5'11".
Oh, of course. Yeah. 5'11", 9 inches.
Yeah.
I could donate and I'd be very down with that. Except like one time, didn't our buddy John Ilhan say he donated? And I mean, this sounds like the most urban legendy thing ever. But he was like, yeah, if you're donating sperm.
What was his name?
John Ilhan.
Of course. Like this one time, my friend John Ilhan.
The Turk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He claimed that you donated by having like a probe of some sort put in your ass.
That's not how it works.
And then they just kind of like zapped your prostate and you just immediately went
what?
Like.
What?
How?
That has to be BS because those would be on the like private market by now.
Yeah.
If they existed. Like just bored, man. Like beep. Beep, beep. just like prostate beatboxing at home. I mean, and yeah, so I now realize they probably let you whack off in the method of your choosing. No, I should. I should drop a few pounds, and that should be my goal, giving my seed to lesbians and career women. Cause yeah, I don't know how you handle being a dad. It's rough, man. Like, and I'm not. Your kid's awesome. Like, your kid's really petite and baby looking. And let's be honest. Like, once they stop being babies, they kind of stink on ice. So it's awesome that, like, your baby still looks like a baby, like, 5 months
in. Yeah, we can still cuss in front of her. Yeah. I mean, we can't cuss right now because this is going to be on a regular radio. So yeah. That stinks.
But... there's going to be a segment, though.
I didn't know that, by the way.
I mean, you can curse. It's not a huge deal. I hit fade. I chop it out. Okay. You know, it's not the biggest deal. I mean,
you heard that, baby. You can say whatever you want this episode.
Hey, Josie, tell your daddy he's a cunt. There you go.
See you next Tuesday.
Exactly. yeah, she seems no worse for wear. But I was having this talk with Howard the other day, and AJ, you interject. I don't get the having kids thing. Does not click with me.
Like the most basic thing that human beings have like ever done. What do you mean that doesn't click with you?
I don't get why someone would want to do that. Like, as...
well, I mean, I guess I would respond to that with, why wouldn't you want to do that, you know?
I feel kids are a massive loss of freedom.
Mm-hmm. This is absolutely true. Oh, yeah. It's so devastating.
Yeah.
Like, we can still go to restaurants. Everybody was like, hey, go to restaurants before she learns to walk, because then you really can't go anymore.
Well, I guess for me, like, my life isn't that exciting, so it's like, you don't get to sit around and watch Netflix when you want anymore. You got to do something for someone else.
But you kind of don't.
No, it's true.
I mean,
I don't know.
When I was younger, I was really into like the whole like, what are the biological imperatives of man? You know, like trying to live a life close to that. Like, what if you were a caveman? Like, what would you be doing?
You need to go kill a deer, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so I watched a lot of Flintstones and realized I should like be beating brontosauruses to death and eating their delicious steaks. But with time, you know, and so you come from that frame of thought and you're like, well, clearly, especially if you don't really believe in much of an afterlife, all you really do of lasting import here is either donate money to other people, like make like a Carnegie Foundation or some crap like that, or you have kids.
You have kids.
And then like through you, your kids live on and then they have kids and maybe you barely live on at that point.
Is that important to you? Do you like care about that? Do you ever think about that?
Well,
excuse me.
I think, what's up?
You could actually leave, this is what I'm saying, like, because I kind of want to stop at one and just be like, man, maybe I should just write books. Or, you know, why don't you write a screenplay or something? And then that's what you leave to the next generation.
See, I started falling more into that because I was thinking about it. It's like, I don't even know, I can't even legit, I'm not exaggerating, name my dad's parents. Like, they, you know, they were back in the old country.
Your grandparents.
My grandparents on my dad's side, like... they had Greek names. I think like my dad's dad perished long before I was on the scene.
Same.
Yeah. And my dad's mom, maybe when I was two or some crap, or like one and a half.
Yeah.
And like was dead, I think, before my little brother was born.
Yeah. And we're foreigners. I mean, they don't like to talk about like passed away relatives or like, you know, there's not a lot of. There's only like sadness when their names are brought up, but there's no like commemoration.
They never get over anything, do they?
No, they'll cry like it was the day after they died.
It's horrible.
Like, for 10 years.
I hate we brown people so much. I'm honorary brown. My dad was brown. That side was very brown.
That's funny. My dad's dad. That it's not funny that this happened to him, but my dad's dad died when he was 9.
What's not funny about that?
It's like for him, like you know, that's he like pretty much he was like a kid. He didn't know his dad, so I obviously never knew my grandpa on that side. And my grandma died when I was like in second grade.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much the same thing. I mean, I have like very early memories of them, but I know their name, like at least. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like how do you like avoid that? I think I was just so curious as a kid, I could not like want to know things about them.
So you ask never questions had, and then
you
just get
you
the
ask
sadness.
Questions, yeah. Like you never experienced that, you were never like curious about it.
Like, the irony being, like, I love history. I was a history major. And yet...
yeah, fuck my history.
yet I don't... I don't... like, okay, thinking about it now...
and I'm not being judgmental, by the way. This is, like, just interesting.
I know... okay, so my granddad's first name had to be Kyriakos.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was my dad's middle name.
Okay.
Oh, crap, I was hoping it was Nick, like, there goes National Lampoon. Vegas Vacation.
No, Howard. For this day in Papa Giorgio trivia, Nick is the name of my stillborn middle brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So there was a Nick Papa Giorgio. Why did I never put that together till now?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no. If Nick had lived, I'd have no will. So I'm glad Nick died. I'm glad my little middle brother died. Because I like my little brother best. I like him more than Corpse Baby.
I hope Maria's not listening to this episode.
She never listens to anything.
All right. No. She used to, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When she thought this was just like a novelty.
Oh, when she thought this was just, yeah, going to be how I somehow landed a job in radio, which it was. And then, like, I was out of radio 3-5 years later, something like that. And
yeah, because you couldn't commit to, like, working 10 miles away.
Because I knew you got to give me this. Anyone who worked behind the scenes and was not an on-air personality at JFK to this day is still behind the scenes and not an on-air personality.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I mean, that's...
Chad was afternoons then. Chad is afternoons now. Junkies mornings then. Mornings now.
If you're... I'll say this. If you're working... If you're doing radio on your own, like you are right now, you're doing it because you love it. You're doing it because it's a passion thing.
I love it.
And you're willing to sacrifice... for that thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, time, effort, money, whatever. I mean, why not just do it at that level? I mean, that's how I always saw it. You're right. Like, if you're behind the scenes, you are there.
It just, I don't think it exists at this level anymore. Like,
yeah.
I haven't listened to the station since we left. Okay, that is on the mic. Hi,
I did
Joseph.
It on purpose.
What did she do? Like, punch her tummy?
No.
Hold her up to the mic?
She just started making noise, so I held her right up, yeah.
I can't see you over the monitor. I'm just picturing that episode where Kramer grabs George by the gut fat and he just starts screaming. goddamn. But, okay, I haven't listened to JFK in forever and a day, mm-hmm. but, like, there's no... It's all just sports talk, right? Like, I know Chad's show is in theory called Chad Dukes versus the World, but it's just sports, right?
It's just... he talks about a lot of stuff, man.
Okay, but, like, it's not what I wanted. You don't get to be Don and Mike anymore. You don't get to be Howard Stern anymore.
No.
It's all gone. So that's why I'm not making babies with my dick.
I see. That's why.
Yeah, I just... So getting back to what we were prattling on about,
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, I was like, that is obviously your purpose in life. And then as I got older, I was like, I don't even know the names of everyone who put me here like 2 generations ago. Like, beyond that, with a gun to my head, I couldn't even like pluck a first letter of a first name out of the ether. And I'm like, a couple generations removed, how much of your DNA is even in those that came after you? You know, like,
probably a lot, right? I would assume.
Well, it's like your kid is half your DNA, your grandkids are a quarter of your DNA. You do that math, they're pretty much like eighth cousins after a couple generations.
But the flip is the way that they do genetic testing for, like, where are your ancestors from? Like, mm-hmm. they trace it typically to a common ancestor, either through like a male sperm, like the Y chromosome, or like a woman's, basically anyone you can check their mitochondrial DNA to find out like their maternal descent.
Okay.
So there is like someone whose DNA has gone all the way down for centuries, possibly even millennia.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's the idea that like, what if that were me? What if I were the common ancestor? Like, there's some Irish dude who was just, like, banging tons of broads, like, what,
Irish
1,500
Genghis
years
Khan.
Ago?
He's the missing link.
Genghis McShane.
There's a guy who beat Genghis Khan in Descendants, and I think it's just because, like, he was banging a lot of women in Ireland, and then, like, they became Catholic, so then, you know, he lucked out, where it's just like, oh, yeah, they kind of spread out all over the world and, like, wouldn't wear condoms. This is the best. I'm beating Genghis Khan in Descendants now.
I didn't even know
like,
that
he's
was possible.
Winning. Yeah. No, it's just,
Genghis Khan would just, like, jerk off into a catapult and, like, pelt any village he was taking over. Just pepper that thing. Oh, you're all preggers
this
now.
This is how pregnancy works.
Exactly. Yeah, this is, I slept through sex ed. I'm close, right? It just lands on you. It's like the blood from the aliens in those movies. Like, it just burns through your skin. And
you got to look at it from your ancestors' point of view, where they're just hoping their next generations are going to be more famous than they are. I'm kind of hoping that with Josie, and I'm sure they're all very happy that their grandson has a public access radio show in Fairfax, Virginia on this day.
Yes.
That will be like...
And it's talking about a radio station he was barely on half a decade ago.
But this is going to be remembered on archive.org forever.
They're like, this is what we escaped the Turks for.
The Wayback Machine is going to pull up in papasbasement.com for the rest of time, as long as the internet exists.
At that point, this is how I justify this to myself. I'm like, I'll just be like Van Gogh, like unappreciated in my own time. Except all that's going to happen is 3 weeks after I die, there won't be a credit card on file to re-up the hosting payment for In Papa's Basement.
And it'll all disappear.
It'll be deleted and that's it.
You should back that up. You should back that up.
I do every so often, Juvenile.
Upload it to Archive, man. I'm serious. Like, one of the many things that I ended up spending a lot of time doing when Josie was first born was I found random old radio shows from, like, the 30s, 40s, 50s that you can listen to on archive.org.
Uh-huh.
So I was listening to the Danny Kaye Show. Do you know who Danny Kaye is?
No. Was he one of my ancestors?
Yes.
He was on... You ever seen the movie White Christmas?
No. I don't think so.
All right, so Bing Crosby is famous for the song White Christmas,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a movie version where the guy who plays opposite him is Danny Kaye. He was just apparently this, like, all-around talent who did everything, including singing. So they just put him in a movie with Bing Crosby. They sang a little bit together, and then anything involving dancing, they were just like, Danny Kaye, do your thing. So he was kind of the comic relief. Bing was a straight man.
Was Danny Kaye black, or was this
no,
white
no.
people dance then? Okay.
White people.
Ballsy.
Yeah. No, he was an interesting character that you don't know now, even though he was, like, super famous for doing impersonations in, like, the 30s through 50s. So he was kind of a... Who does impersonations now? Frank Caliendo?
Caliendo's probably the guy.
He's probably the Frank Caliendo of the 1950s.
See,
so,
and this is... And that, so... I've already concluded the kids aren't worth it, kind of. Then I was like, is fame even worth it? Because these people who are famous as hell, yeah, you're like, you're telling us like, about a giant A-list star. And we're like,
you're like, who?
Yeah. We're like, you goddamn madman. What are you babbling about over there?
Even Bing Crosby, like the one thing that you and I talk about with Bing is...
He beat the ass out of his kids. That's all I know.
No, it's that Cole Porter song. Dogs do it, cats do it.
Oh, the yeah. Okay.
We did an episode about that where like they had to change the lyrics because they were racist at first.
Oh,
because it was what was it?
I don't know.
I think it was chinks do it, chaps do it, and don't you know that laps do it? I was like, what is a lap? I had to look that up. I was like, I didn't even know that was a slur. I didn't know that was a race, much less a slur.
I know. God.
So like,
God, I miss old racism. Just the old crap. Laps.
They actually recorded it with Bing Crosby, and so you can hear like Bing Crosby dropping these racial slurs, and then they had to like rewrite it, and they tried to prevent people from like accessing the old ones. But because we have YouTube now, you can like pull up the old version of Bing Crosby like using Asian slurs. It's great.
Oh,
archive.com has led us to this. This is hilarious.
I love that, man.
That reminds me of the Black Eyed Peas song, the Let's Get It Started.
Let's Get Retarded.
Let's Get Retarded.
Yeah.
That happened, like, not that long ago. Like,
no, really, like, in the grand scheme of it.
15 years ago. Yeah. Like, they decided...
Was it even that long? Was it even that long ago?
Was it even that long?
I would go with, like,
someone decided that was a good idea. Like, you know what? Let's go for it, guys.
Dude, it wasn't frowned on... at all at the time. I will give you an interesting little detail.
Like, pretty soon after that, they were like, okay, hold on, guys.
Oh, it was not long after that. That yeah, I mean, they had the Let's Get It Started version, but that, you know, you kind of heard the Let's Get...
2004.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, I'm hurtling toward the grave. I really... That was, like, a song I remember drinking. I don't want to say in the club, too, but, like, bars and little crapples like that. Holy hell, that is terrifying. No, man, there was, if you remember, Gary the Retard from Howard Stern.
Oh my God.
They edited together a version where you hear, let's get retarded, and then him going, yay! during each refrain. And, like, that isn't played on Stern anymore or the best of. Hell, they call the guy King Gary now, for God's sake.
Man.
There's no more Gary the Retard. That's just... And I'm not one of those dudes who, like, jerks off about, like, oh, the, you know, PC culture. I mean, I kind of get it. Like, I don't need to say the word retard for laughs. Like, if your retard kid feels bad, it's not good. He's specially enabled or whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. But still. I mean, you can't...
It's not that long ago.
It's not that long ago, and it feels like you go back 5-6 years, like not even 15, and you'll hear stuff like in radio and on TV or wherever, and you're like, oh my God, like I can't believe it's come this far now to where just recent memory seems like it was ridiculous, and how is anyone okay with that?
We're getting to the point now where people are legit like, I'm going to stop referring to them as trans women because we've agreed they're women, so they're just women. And I'm like, all right, look, I'm all for trans rights and stuff. I really don't care. Use the bathroom of your desire. But, like, if I'm making out with a chick and I find a dick, I'll be unhappy. I'm not saying it's going to be the Begbie scene from goddamn Train Spotting where he... Well, actually, Begbie does not beat the transsexual individual. He just kind of like is just like going, fuck! And that voice of his a million times.
Or like Ed Helms from Hangover 2, right?
Oh, yes, where the he gets a load blown in his ass by the tranny.
By the tranny in Thailand, in Bangkok. Yes.
I mean, I would ask that that be disclosed to me. I'd like that.
You would appreciate that. Somebody you're willing to trust enough to put yourself in that kind of situation with, like, hey, just maybe be straightforward about that, you know? Like,
because maybe there is a bit of prejudice in me because I'm sorry, I don't think I would like to
But flip it around real quick if you're that person and you know every time you bring this up people get weird, you're probably going to be like, I'll tell them later.
Well,
know?
it's the...
we'll figure it out.
It's the equivalent of dating as a single mom in some ways where you're like, where do I bring up the kid? Do I just lay it on the table, date one, and scare away 80% of them? Or
do I put it in my Tinder profile and he's number one and I include at the bottom, hey... If you don't like kids, forget about it.
Yeah. I appreciated that because when I was on Tinder, I would just be like, you know, like. Because I had a recent, maybe 6 months ago, you know, halfway through my singlehood.
Have dating websites and apps, like, changed? Like, is that, like...
In terms of trans...
In the last, like, 2 or 3 years, like, is there any, like...
I mean, Tinder seems horrific. Like, it's just people promoting... Like, I almost wanted to make a page just promoting the stupid web, you know... The website and everything.
My little brother tried to get me to sign up for one called The League.
Okay.
And it's like a thing where you have to wait in line for.
You just have sex with that guy who faked being in 9/11?
No, you like sign up and do this like registration that takes, it's like sending your like tax forms.
Oh,
and, like,
okay.
They like need all this information. You have to have like a LinkedIn or something else. And then you get to like,
oh god, I think my friend, the LinkedIn based one, is how a dude Alex my friend Alex. I'm not gonna give his last name out. Why do I feel the need to give out everyone's
info? I want you to know specifically who I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, his middle name is this. He was christened on the day of our Lord thus.
But anyways, so he had asked me to like sign up for that and to help, because apparently if you get someone to refer, you refer somebody else, it like bumps you up. But anyways, like you were saying about the single moms. It's pretty much, it is kind of like that. Like, you have to disclose it right away, or else, like, at that point, you're kind of lying. It's lying by omission, you know?
I mean, I was doing...
If you don't disclose
I'm with you 100%.
Penis situation.
Yeah. Yeah, because then, imagine showing up on that first date, and, like, you're kind of just the entire time, like, something seems a little different here. You know, it's like trying to place an accent. You're trying to place a cock.
You would hope that you would notice, you know, but if that's not your thing, that's not your...
Not so
you
much,
know?
No. And I paired with a couple, like, because I just wasn't reading profiles like any guy on Tinder. I was just like, okay looking Asian
boops,
chick.
Boops, boom. Boops,
yeah, pretty
boops.
Much, yeah. And literally, I got 3 like backs, I think, the 2 days that I was dicking around on Tinder, which has gone to hell. And 2 of them were for transsexuals, yes, and 1 was a prostitute.
Nice.
And I was just like, this is so bad for my ego. And I just deleted it. And I'm like, I will just die alone. Like, that's...
Why don't these 21-year-old girls like me?
Pretty much, yeah.
What the F, dude?
Yeah, I mean, I'm graying. I'm 37. I'm overweight. What am I not bringing to the table here?
How did we get around to the tranny situation in the beginning? Oh,
that's the magic of the show, my ADD, and you're just like, where, why? And you're like, I don't know. How about this weather?
Yeah. And then horrible segue. I feel like Howard had brought it up, and I'm trying to remember what it was for.
Why, Howard? Are you changing the kid's diaper right now?
I might be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Howard is literally...
Is it a 1 or a 2?
Right now.
You don't want to know.
Oh, God, no. It's... Oh. Man,
let's get socially interactive.
We
still poll about
it. I have to believe feces are discouraged in the studio. Like, that's... But I didn't know.
A changing pad, man.
Okay.
Look at that thing. It's beautiful.
See, this is...
When you sign in, there's like a specific line in the thing. Like,
no defecation. Yeah.
No feces in the booth, please.
Have you seen some of the old geezers in this joint? Like, I think there's plenty of adult diapers that go on in this place.
I would hope they're continent. See, that is like a weird... thing that happens when you cross into parenthood. Like, you are exposed to so much so fast that even, like, these little half tastes of it, you just assume other people
are
all fine with. Yeah. Where he's just like, yeah, there were feces in this room, like, exposed to air. And we're just like, no, no. Like, it's like dealing
with... okay.
Yeah, like Jim Norton and his porn taste. You know, like Jim, who's big into tranny porn and stuff. And it's just like, what? This is literally just... P and V, and you're like, yeah, Jim, but you shouldn't be watching on your smartphone in church. Like, either way, like, I'm sorry. Like, that's what kids do. Like, your kid, like, you can have a kid that only every 20 minutes is like, bah! Just screaming like a banshee, and the parents are like, oh, you behaved so well. And everyone else is like,
who's a good girl today?
You're like, no, your little hellion carried on. Like, yeah. I don't care how little.
Your baby was a baby the whole time.
Yeah, and... how dare it.
But I will go back to, just before I change this diaper, I will bring it back to, we were talking about Let's Get Retarded in the Black Eyed Peas lyrics and how we've come so far in such a short amount of time, where it's the other way, where right now, like at the Oscars, Emma Stone, did you guys hear she got blasted for saying something about...
Finger blasted on stage?
Well, people were pissed because she was like, and now it's four dudes and like this one female director, like... who are nominated as best director, and a bunch of people got pissed.
She made,
like,
a bukkake joke.
Well, Jordan Peele is African-American, and Guillermo del Toro is Hispanic of origin, so you're really not just showing respect for how far the Academy's come in diversity.
So you're not able to just label them dudes because we have to quantify the color of their penises?
Yeah, so people were pissed at her for even trying to, like, call out the Academy for a sex discrimination. People are like, excuse me.
We're only battling one kind of discrimination at a time, please.
Yeah.
Take your place in line, feminism. You guys are coming in after us.
Emma Stone, you're racist.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, she's been unfairly branded with that crap. And look, I don't know Emma Stone in her personal life.
Have there been other, like, situations where that's popped up for her?
Well, what was that movie she did with Cameron Crowe?
I remember there was a movie where she was supposed to be half Asian.
Yeah, she was supposed to be half Asian.
Oh, no.
And I mean, that one's a little over the top because, like,
dye her hair black and...
Yeah, she did the old Hollywood thing where she just put tape at the corners of her eyelids.
No.
And, no, I think she, like...
Josie doesn't like that either.
Yeah, she...
Oh, man.
I don't think she did much of anything to not look like... Oh, are you holding your nose? Did she really duke her brains out?
Oh, man. She wasn't just laughing just because.
Oh, God.
Daddy wasn't just making...
I'm surprised it didn't get to the other side of the studio.
Oh,
man.
God. Oh, why? No. Why is...
You agreed to this. When I agreed to come on today, I was like, I'm bringing a baby.
Yeah, I just pictured like a baby asleep for 2 hours. I didn't realize how stupidly naive
I was.
You're
going to give that baby some whiskey so it would go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Just rub it on the gums. You're not trying to get it hungover. Oh, God. Where the hell were we? I'm now...
I have to talk through my shirt, by the way.
Oh,
for the rest
God.
Of
You now look like those horrible ghetto, like, screen prints of Marilyn Monroe, where she has, she's like holding the guns and is heavily inked.
With the blood, like, bandana mask on, yeah.
Is there anything trashier than that? Is there anything trashier than that? You could film your mom getting double teamed by, like, Quincy Jones and MC Hammer. I don't know why I picked those guys other than they're black. Yeah, exactly. I'm a piece of garbage. And that's 1,000 times classier than that stuff. Oh, you are... Oh, God, what you are doing right now. Your eyes are tearing up like you just bit into an onion like an apple. I'm really...
Oh, man. I completely see what you're saying. I don't know if I felt as strongly as you did about the... Like, you know, you just changed baby in here. There's, like, feces, like, lurking. There are, like, molecules floating around.
Okay. Gulping in mouthfuls.
And
of
before,
it right now.
Like, I was like, man, you need to calm down, John.
No,
you're right.
No, yeah.
This is unpleasant.
I've got a lot of time to think in between those Office episodes when Netflix is like, hey, click to speed this up, and I'm like, no.
I've considered things.
Ziploc, so.
Oh, you're ziplocking it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've seen the commercials, and the lion or the tiger, I believe it was, couldn't smell the meat through the Ziploc, so we're fine. We're fine. You can just wave that in my face. Just throw it at me like you're playing a game of cornhole.
Yeah, just don't play hacky sack with that, please.
Oh, God. So this is why, especially because I think had a career taken off for this man, and I was getting to live the life of a Don Geronimo, where it's like, here's $3 million a year, coming to work 4 hours a day, and make the best dick jokes. Just do them for your dad's memory, kiddo. Like, sure, I would have...
Make the old man proud.
Yeah. I would have probably, I think, gone the family route because you have the stable career and that kind of stuff. But I believe you're going to notice a lot of birth rate drop off because no one has careers anymore. Or very few people. It's getting very top heavy. Let's put it that way.
And anyone who has a career, a lot of times, unless you're working finance or you're like a lawyer or something, a lot of times you have to finance your career with something else that's not a career. Some like labor-y kind of job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so people just can't take their... I'm sorry. The kid is mildly distracted. I can't.
Josie does not approve.
No. Give me your kid. She likes me. I'll just bounce her on my knee.
She literally... We came in earlier. As soon as John started talking, said anything, she was like locked down on me, like a trance. It was weird.
You gotta treat kids like you do a cat. You kind of like don't let them know that you want their attention, but you kind of want it. You talk around them. Oh, look, it's baby. Hi, Josie.
Look, now she's looking.
Oh my God,
you.
Am I actually getting your kid? Okay, cool.
Oh no.
Okay.
Like, coming around. I gotta walk around to keep her calm.
Oh, you're walking
to. Where's the camera? I'll hold her up to the camera.
Camera's right in the corner.
Yeah, like, where's the? Can I see?
Sure. Give me one second.
Like, frame the...
There you go. That is just a baby right there.
Baby cam.
Look at that baby. Oh my God, I didn't turn down the... Wow. Your baby looks like little mini Putin. Like, I don't know. I don't know why she's a Putin-esque face, but she does.
We're more of the opinion she's Jeff Sessions.
Oh, no,
she wants to crush you.
Sorry, baby.
Don't you put those ears on her. No, she looks like Putin in his latest interview.
She's a little Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. All babies kind of look alike. Wow. Oh, God. All right. Howard, are you able to participate in the Bruno Mars segment, or do we have to just...
Yeah, no, I think it's a good segue from, like, how offended people are that we are going to talk about the latest controversy over Bruno Mars' Grammy win.
You want to helm this, or do I have to play the dummies clip, or what?
I don't know, man. This is your show. I feel like you should introduce it. Because why did this even catch your attention?
Okay,
is the real
so,
question.
But because I live on Twitter. That's all. Twitter's my everything. If I don't get favorites and retweets, I want to die. And
it's worth it.
It's how I keep up with the youth. So I want to say 2 days ago, Bruno Mars started getting traction because someone by the handle of Sarin, I guess maybe short for Serena, _ sensei, called Bruno Mars out for cultural appropriation, stating he's to the effect, we'll play the clip, a little bit of it, but stating Bruno Mars is not black, yet he won a Grammy for performing what is in essence in some way like black music, and claiming this was cultural appropriation.
And I'm sure she would tell you that, you know, like every rock musician and everybody else, I mean, like, where does that stop? Like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, there are, like, elements of what she's saying that I kind of do agree with, but I feel like she's so far out there that I feel like what extreme would satisfy, you know, would just be, like, only black people are allowed to do music inspired by...
Yeah. Do you want to hear a bit of her enlightened
sure.
clip? Because if you weren't racist, you will be after this. Like, or you'll at least sound like one.
I don't completely disagree with her, by the way.
I don't either, but I also want to say horrible things within 10 seconds, like misogynist, racist, just everything. She brings out the worst in me.
Yes, Bruno Mars 100% is a cultural appropriator. He is racially ambiguous. He is not black at all, and he plays up his racial ambiguity to be able to do what Jameer says, cross genres and go into different places. And you guys are bringing up Michael Jackson. Number one, me personally, like, I don't even think that Michael Jackson now in this day and age would be able to get to the point that he got previously.
Facts.
And a huge
Facts.
Part of that is Facts. Because first of all, that they
first of all, if you have any hatred in your heart and you just hear that voice going, facts in the background.
What do you think?
Your blood pressure jumped a little. First of all, I mean, if you want to talk racial ambiguity as a negative and then bring up Michael Jackson, you got some some stugats on you, bitch. But we can keep going a little bit.
No, like, she's terrible. Like, this is just, this is, this is like a leftist version to me of Fox BS, like Fox News BS.
Yes.
This is the reverse of it, because like a simple wiki search where you told me we wanted to talk about this today. I looked up Bruno Mars's production team. I think they're called the trio of them. It's Shampoo, Press and Curl is the name of his production team.
Shampoo,
he is
Press
one
and Curl. Okay.
Third of it. And the other two thirds of it, they're brothers. So he collaborates with two black guys who are just like, hey, man, this would be really awesome to sell more records with if we put a dude who's half Asian on the cover and marketed it in Asia. I think that's a genius marketing tactic that was like fully informed by two out of three of the members of this group who are also like who happen to be black. On the flip side, you have what? Childish Gambino. I looked up some of the other Grammy nominees for Album of the Year.
Is she bitching just because he won Album of the Year? I don't.
She's basically mad, I think, because Beyonce's never won, and now Bruno Mars has an Album of the Year. So Beyonce's been nominated, never won. Kanye had his whole blow up on Taylor Swift.
What is the childish take? Like, I'm sorry, Beyonce's good, but to think she's some sort of generational talent.
But everybody's like, oh, it's racist. It's racist, and this is just more proof of it.
This
it's
is like an extension of the like a couple years ago when Macklemore won.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Album of the Year, and it was the same year that
I forgot that happened.
That what's it called? Kendrick Lamar had come out with his album, and that was considered like one of the like this is a like hip hop renaissance,
a
like
touchstone.
This,
yeah,
like this album is like you know
Macklemore's
this was special.
Acceptance speech even said, Kendrick, this is your award.
Yeah,
and he
apologized like in the moment. Everyone knew who should have won that. So I feel like that's extended.
That's all I ask for as a white man, the right to determine which black deserves it. That's all I
But it's just like, she didn't even know who did what, because two out of three guys who produced Bruno Mars' album are black. And then if you look at Childish Gambino, also nominated for Album of the Year, it was co-produced by a Swedish guy who works for Rockefeller and Jay-Z. So you're talking two of the three black acts that were nominated that did not win depend on a Swedish guy for production. And you're talking about the album that actually won had two black guys producing it. This is the most ignorant thing anybody's ever said. Like, that's how stupid it is.
I don't know if it's the most ignorant thing anyone said.
Yeah.
But yeah
you were tending to the kid, but I've said some shit this episode.
But there's so many holes in what she's saying.
Well, first of all, her goddamn handle has sensei in it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that sensei is where from Africa.
I think it's cultural appropriation to deem himself a sensei.
Exactly. How dare she? Whatever rat culture Splinter's from, that's where senseis originally are from. But like, on one hand, she's contending that music formulated by black people, generated by black people, really should only be, unless I'm missing something, should kind of only be performed by black people, or is she saying only black people should get famous for it?
I think what she's saying is that black people who have kind of innovated this genre of music, as I'm sure she would say other types of music where that's happened, like the black artists in that realm won't get the necessary credit, but as soon as somebody else who comes along does the exact same thing and isn't black, all of a sudden this is the end all be all.
I don't disagree with that.
And I think that's an element of what she's saying.
That's her point. I don't disagree with it.
There's no way you can win with people of her description of the situation, because like I would just challenge her to think a little further of like when you actually have black artists who are filling stadiums, most of the people whose asses are in seats are white.
Yeah.
So you got Kanye touring the country telling like a bunch of white kids, oh, Gold Digger's your chance to use the N-word.
Yeah.
And then like the 10 black people who are there like, no, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like, why am I still a Kanye fan if I got to sit in a stadium full of white kids using the N-word?
And
like,
you know
why
what?
Am I here?
And at the end of the day, you're mad at... this is a thing that I have an issue with what she said. You're mad at Bruno Mars, but he's not really the one you're mad at. You're the one... Like, you're taking his name kind of in vain here and like taking a big dump on this dude's accomplishment. And I'm sure that he's worked hard and he's had to overcome a lot in his life to get to that point. You shouldn't be mad at the Grammys. The Grammys are the one that chose the Album of the Year. It's not, what's his name, Bruno Mars' fault.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to do what he does.
But
it's
think
not
about how
Macklemore's
laughable...
fault that he's a goofy white dude who's a rapper. It's the Grammys' fault for giving him Rap Album of the Year. Like,
think about it. On one hand, she wants black artists who get noticed for black music. But on the other hand, the logic is the Grammys, which are built and I guess still like mainly comprised of white people,
yeah,
that needs to get flushed out and injected with a lot of, you know, like black blood.
Yeah, like that's the entity that you're supposed to be upset with. They're not. They're the ones that are making the decision, not Bruno Mars. And that's, you're right. Yeah. And you have an institution that's historically...
But like you're trying to appropriate someone else's culture. Like,
exactly.
This is, if the Grammys are old white people, well, guess what? That's old white person culture.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's true. Like, trying to get the damn Soul Train Awards or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, but it's such a slippery slope. Like, this is a person who'd be like, we need more black voices in Hollywood. Really? Not to be offensive, Howard, but like a city built and expertly run, I might add, by the Jews. And, you know, I don't know.
And the Iranians.
Exactly. I don't know how many black people invented the camera. I don't know who invented the camera. I'm kind of rolling the racial dice on that one. I'm going to go with the Chinaman. I don't know. But, you know, again, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. Are we going to take salmon out of sushi next? Because you know that that's because, what, the Swedes or whatever the hell? Who the hell sold salmon to the Japanese in, like, the 80s? And we just act like that's part of sushi. And it's like, no. Like, I think the people...
Sustainable fish, yeah.
Yeah, the people of Norway in the 80s just had a million extra tons of salmon, and we're like, we gotta convince those damn fish eaters that this is in
this
their
stuff
best
is
interest.
The best, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's just America, and I get it. Like, it's crappy when stuff gets taken from black people because there's a bit of a history regarding that. But that's America, dude. That's America. We all just steal each other's crap. Like, as much as whiteys stole rock and roll from black people, like, James Brown has come out and said, like, I just stole Elvis's moves. You know, like, he was the... Like, black artists, people in that world are, like, usually pretty open about, like, yeah, I steal from white people, they steal from me. It happens. That's
it's
just...
kind of like an exchange.
It's a cross-pollination. Yeah. Yeah, that's just... America. I don't know how else to put it. And yes, there's horrible racial baggage to some of that, but you can also choose to see things in a bit of a more positive light,
yeah,
which is really what we're all about on this show, framing things positively.
Obviously. But yeah, with her, like, there's, again, anyone who deals in only absolutes, and I mean, she's going to feel the way she feels. There's nothing we can do to change that, but if you deal in only absolutes, you're
going to
spend a lot of your time just really upset with life, man. Like, that's such a difficult way to just approach anything, let alone, like music awards, anything. You know what I mean? Like,
that's how you get noticed on the internet now, is you have to have a strong take that pisses people off. Because if you're just like, I'm going to take a moderate, reasonable approach to solving society's problems, everybody's like, boring, next.
But then you have to stay. You have to maintain that level for everything else you do, or you're a phony. Just like Tommy Lahren when she said that she's like pro-choice.
Yes.
You remember that? The conservatives couldn't wait to kick her to the curb about on The Blaze and all these other like phony news networks that they had created surrounding weird people sitting in front of their desktop cameras. They're like, no, you've got to be as extreme on immigration and all this other stuff as you are on with being pro-choice and pro-life. Like, you can't show any moderation at all, and got her chopped down. I think she's bounced back a little bit.
So now, I should caption this YouTube video like, host wishes he could own Uppity Mammy.
Like, yes.
Okay. I could do that. That's fine.
But yeah, man, I don't know. That's another thing of that entire from that video that just like that bothers me. You know what? People like that are necessary. You're supposed to have people like that in order to kind of show you the boundaries of where everyone else kind of lives and operates. Like,
free speech.
She's on one end. This, you know, racist assholes are on the other end, and everyone else kind of lives right in the
happy medium.
Yeah. A happy medium.
Yeah. Oh God.
Us and Josie.
Yes.
She's been pretty good.
Josie's calmed down a bit, yeah. She's a big fan of Tommy Lahren.
Oh, she perked up. She kind of looks like Tommy Lahren a little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I wish I wanted to hate bang that broad more. Not that I wouldn't. Not that I wouldn't. Wouldn't a heartbeat.
She's attractive, man. That's the only
she's
reason.
She's attractive enough. I don't think she's like some stone cold 10.
She's,
like,
she's pretty hot. I'm not,
get it.
I'm not like, yeah, I'm not fantasizing about her or anything.
I
don't
I
have
had
like a picture of her on my
I wish,
secret
yeah,
desktop
I had some
wall.
Sort
yeah.
of like, wanting, like, just some hate Jack fetishization of her, but, like, nothing.
She's hot enough to where, like, you have a certain level of hotativity, you have that certain amount of charisma, you're able to put your face in front of a mic and speak coherently. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Just like that, right on cue. She has that very simple balance, that formula. And now she's famous, and we talk about her on podcast, and she's on Fox News. And
nasty,
I know that there's a, like, a, you can find videos on YouTube of people walking up to her. I don't know if I think this is rude or not, but
FUB,
you pretty much, they're like, "Hey Tommy, I'm a huge fan," and she's like, "Oh really? Thanks." And they're like, "Nah, just kidding, you racist bitch." Yeah.
Yeah, that's like its own, like, little baby genre. That's so
yeah,
funny.
It really is.
I've
yeah.
seen a bunch of videos like that.
Okay.
When are you gonna be famous enough for people to do that to you, John?
Didn't you hear about my Van Gogh plan? It's gonna be 10 to 20 years after death. People will bring bottles of cough syrup to my grave and bottles of Astroglide.
Oh, gross.
And spray them both across my non-denominational tombstone. We can head out now if you want. I can rant about healthcare. I had a nice little time with that, but we can just head out. Maybe we quit while we're ahead with baby. AJ, is there anything you wanted to say? Are you happy with the show? Are you sad?
I thought this was a sports show.
Is that,
that's the only thing I can talk about. Your sports.
Kirk Cousins, am I right?
Yeah,
future Viking.
Oh, man.
Go.
He just culturally appropriated Teddy Bridgewater's job.
There you go. Yeah. Displaced Bridgewater like we did the engines.
Bridgewater in New York.
Is that confirmed?
The Jets.
To the Jets.
Is that confirmed?
Pretty it's much, like, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, unofficial.
They went
unofficial
from
tampering.
Shitty Geno Smith to, like, a slightly better upgrade.
Man. He's better than that.
He's unproven. God, we really are talking sports now.
Yeah, we're
talking.
Hey, at least we're an hour in.
That like, Richard Sherman contract.
What a dummy.
What a dummy.
That guy tried to negotiate his own deal. I'm smarter than these NFL agents. Watch this, guys.
I'm sorry. Like, it's that same thing when you are your own lawyer. What are they?
Or like your own electrician. Like, this did not go well.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the one thing I refuse to do, and I'm a fix-it guy, but I'm like,
there are certain things you just, like, my dad's the same way. My parents' house, my dad literally, by hand, added an extension to their house. A three-story, like, essentially added a townhouse my parents' house.
Yeah.
Himself. He had to get someone to come in and pour the concrete, and then he had to come in, have somebody come in and do the electricity. Everything else he had done himself. But even that guy could at least say, you know what? I should probably lay off this one
thing.
There's
no second chances on that one.
And Sherman couldn't say that about working his contract.
Oh, no. Richard Sherman, as we talked about this before the show. If you've ever debated, is Richard Sherman intelligent or not, look at the terms of that contract he got with San Francisco.
Man.
And you've got your answer.
And the thing that sucks, and nothing sucks for, like, millionaire football players, but the thing that sucks is that other guys that age, like other teams look at that deal and say, hey, other guy that's in the similar bracket of Richard Sherman, we're going to give you this deal because that's what Richard Sherman asked for. And he was an awesome, unbelievable player. So that's what we're going to offer you.
Here's
or probably less.
$30,000 guaranteed and $64 million in incentives.
Yeah. And a lot of gum. And that's all you get.
All right, Josie's starting to pipe up again, so I figure we should get the hell.
Ow.
Get the hell. Oh, did she bite you?
No.
Is she getting violent?
She swings her fists a lot, so.
My God. Domestic violence starts early.
You didn't tell me she's part Irish. All right, everyone, that was Papa's Basement. Thank you if you made it this far. Thank you very much. Follow the show. Get in touch with us. We always like listener feedback at Papa's Basement, in Papa's Basement at gmail.com. If you want to email us for advertising or putting the show on your website or just mentioning us, letting me know we matter. Yeah. I'm not going to have a child to carry on my legacy, but if someone could provide a backlink or two, it's a good runner-up. AJ,
yes.
Anything you want to plug, man? Thank you for coming in studio.
No, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
At AJ Itaye?
Yeah, that's my long name. I can't even spell it.
On some Twitter.
Managers. Yeah.
It's hard. Josie can do it, though. She's a genius.
I'll retweet something.
Oh, we'll tweet you out a million times over. Thanks. You could be like the one guy I follow on Snapchat. Any guy who seriously uses Snapchat, like, not to sound enlightened, but I'm just like, you're gay. Like, you do know that, right? I'm like, men use Instagram. Like, I have a Snapchat account for pretty much one person to be able to send nudity to me. Otherwise, I delete that damn thing. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's completely redundant now. There's no separate purpose for it.
Yeah. And I'm allowed to save the photos. I'm like, why are we doing this? Why do you make me jump through these hoops? I hate this stupid app. Just text me the photos.
Take a screenshot or you're going to get cut off, man.
Oh, no. I'll ask ahead of time. And she's like, it's fine. So I'm like, then what is the point? Then why are we doing this dance? It's idiocy. Howard.
At Basement Howard is my Twitter account for this show. So.
What's Josie's? You got anything?
Working on it. Working on it.
Nice. Tweet as the baby. You could be a sensation.
420 lit baby.
Nice. Wow, that baby goes hard. All right. Yeah, again, at
She's got
Papa's
a pyramid
basement.
Scheme going on her page right now.
420 lit, baby. Look at you. What's she doing right now? Oh.
She's falling asleep.
Oh, so high.
Great timing.
Finally, I know.
So big.
Couldn't use her sleeping during the show, no.
Yeah. Thanks, Josie. You're the best. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, cough. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb.